Well, hello there and welcome to the County Conversation, a podcast featuring employees and subject matter experts in the Fairfax County government discussing programs, services, and items of interest to residents of Fairfax County. I'm your host, Jim Person, and today I'm chatting with Danielle Van Hook. She is Director of Youth Theater Programs with the Robert Ames Alden Theater, a cultural performing arts space housed inside the McLean Community Center. We're going to learn all about the Alden, as well as hear about the upcoming summer concert series, et cetera, and everything they've got going on. Danielle, first of all, welcome to the podcast. Thanks for being here. Thank you so much for having me. Oh, glad to have you here. Looking forward to a fun conversation, I think. Not one of those heavy topics that's kind of depressing, but, you know, what can't be fun about the Alden, McLean Community Center, and summer concert? Before we get into the Alden and the summer concerts and that kind of thing, talk to me a little bit about McLean Community Center. What makes that such a great place?
Well, so the McLean Community Center is an incredible space. We just turned 50. And, you know, the past year, we've done a lot of celebrating where we've been and, you know, looking forward at where we're going and celebrating the here and the now. I think McLean has always had a really strong sense of community and a sense of wanting to find mutual activities and civic opportunities and things to bring to their children, right? There's always been a very community-centered mind around McLean. And I think that that is really what led to the development and then the continued support of the McLean Community Center is a place where residents can come and find joy and find connection, find social activities, find opportunities for learning, and all under one roof. And that there's programs for the very young. There's programs for teens and preteens and kids, and lots of great programs for seniors. So, you know, we're all working in our various ways to curate this place for the community to have those things, and to also have a facility where they can meet and gather, especially just in the hectic world that we're in now with everybody coming and going. Having that one place that's a constant, I think, is really special and it's really important.
Yeah. And I'm not very well versed on it, but it's like a special tax district, I think, that McLean Community Center is funded out of. You know anything about that? Or
don't ask me to explain taxes. Yes. The original founding of the McLean Community Center created its own special tax district. And, you know, it's a model that's used in other ways in the county, which I'm not going to even try to talk about. But that is the funding that started the community center and paid for the construction, and then is the only funding that continues the community center now. It's our tax revenue from taxpayers, as well as earned income and a little bit of interest.
Okay. Well, and since you mentioned that now, and I'll go ahead and ask it now, and maybe ask it a little bit later. Are all performances free, or are some free and some have
They're
a cost?
Not all free, but okay. We do as much as we can to offer a balance of free, you know, low ticket price, and higher ticket price. We're very much in a market, in a local economy market, where there's a lot of other opportunities. There's a lot of other opportunities to see some of the same artists that we bring to our stage. And, you know, one of the ways that we're different is that we try to invite everyone in. And a lot of that is in terms of like financial ticket pricing. So we're always trying to make sure that we're, you know, competitive, certainly, but on the lower end of it. And especially when you look at things like fees for parking and markup on concession, and all of the other things that get added on to the cost of a ticket anywhere, or the cost of any entertainment anywhere, we definitely are a more affordable option. And I think that as a community center, that's very important.
Absolutely.
But our, you know, our outdoor programs are free. We do three film showings each month that are free, and, you know, a variety of special programs from time to time. Our chamber music series is from $5 to $7.
Okay.
And then, you know, our presented shows kind of go up from there. You know, we want people to be comfortable in all ways that they can be comfortable.
And the McLean Community Center has the Alden, which I think is, from my understanding, a very unique theater experience. Talk to me a little bit about the Alden, and then we'll get into what you can enjoy, all the performances and summer concert stuff. So,
yeah, so the Alden is by far the best place where you can go and experience the live performing arts in Fairfax County. And I'm biased in my opinion. But I think there are people who will agree with. So our theater in total is 383 seats, and that includes 100 in the balcony. So there's really no bad seat in the house. There's no obstructed view. And, you know, we've done a lot to, like I said, try to make the space comfortable. So we've invested in booster seats that a lot of people grab for children. But if I'm sitting in there, I know this is an audio format, but, you know, sometimes I need a couple of inches, right? So all of these kind of small changes that can help a really wide variety of people enjoy theater a little bit more. And, you know, and there's no bad seat, but there's also, there's a difference between going somewhere and sitting super far back to see dance and being able to see dance from the third row. Especially if you're a kid, right? Mm-hmm. I mean, it's a very different experience, and it feels, warm, right? It feels close. And while our stage might not be the largest, grandest stage, that's for a lot of performance, that's not necessarily what you want. Like, you really want that intimate feel. And, you know, our technical director has been there for a very long time, and she has created a theater that is pristine, and that, you know, we're able to present a wide variety of artists, but community groups are able to use and are able to use at a really high level. And so I think that that is all really important in describing sort of what the Alden is and who we are.
Yeah. Is there an opportunity before the summer concert series starts? Is there an opportunity to see anything at the Alden before summer starts?
There sure is.
Okay.
This coming Sunday, we have our last chamber music series, and it's actually a really great one. It's called Melody's Mostly Musical Day. Normally, our chamber music series is what you would think of very classical music. This one is going to feature lots of very classical repertoire, but it's phrased through a story, and she has a book about a girl getting ready and going through her day, and she uses different forms or different classical music songs to introduce children. So while, you know, our quote-unquote regular chamber music audience interaction would be very minimal at best, this one will be a lot more interactive and hopefully have a lot more children and a lot more children who are seeing classical music for the first time. If you're lucky, you could still get a ticket for our, one of our major shows. It's currently sold out, but, you never know if there might be a couple that open up last minute. For Napoleon Dynamite, it's a screening of the film and then a conversation with the three stars, John Heder, Ephraim Ramirez, and John Grise, which will be next Saturday.
And, interject here. Need to make sure when we talk about next Saturday, people may be listening to this in June or July or August or whatever. So let's talk dates.
Yeah. So Melody's Mostly Musical Day is going to be Sunday, May 31st at 2 p.m. And our Napoleon Dynamite screening and conversation is Saturday, June 6th at 7 p.m.
Okay. And you said the actual three stars of that are going to be in person. Wow. Wow. Not remoting them.
No, they are going to be there.
All right. We are on the County Conversation podcast, and we're talking about the Alden McLean Community Center, and we're getting ready to get into the summer concert series with Danielle Van Hook. She is director of youth theater programs at the Alden Theater. It is almost summer. It'll be here before you know it. Let's talk summer concert series. What is it? Why is it? Why do y'all put it on? What's the purpose?
Yeah. So we've done summer concerts for a very long time. I'm not sure anyone knows when it started, right, but it doesn't really matter because we're having a great time, and we're having a great time keeping what people love about it and making it new and different for each year. So last year was our first year in the new amphitheater that was recently constructed at McLean Central Park. It's right next to the Dolly Madison Library, right in downtown McLean. And we had traditionally done the concerts on Sunday, and that had been a nice sort of like weekend cap. But we realized over the years that a lot of other concert series were popping up. And our goal is never to kind of compete with what's happening in other areas of the market, but, you know, to add what's not there. And so we decided to move it to sort of like a weekend buffer, Thursday evenings at 7 p.m. And that has just felt, it's felt different. And I don't know, there's a different energy about it being on like a Thursday evening where you may or may not be going to work the next day. It might be a long weekend or something. And just, you know, having a picnic. So it's free of charge. You can bring your dinner. You know, it's right there around meal times. We usually have an ice cream or a dessert vendor. And, you know, our concerts are anywhere from 60 to 90 minutes. You know, people are still walking through and enjoying the park. Dogs are welcome and encouraged. Children are welcome and encouraged. What's great about the space now is that the new playground is just sort of like over the creek away. So okay. I have pretty active kids. You can be there with your active kid and still get to enjoy the concert. Maybe not from that like seated position. but as a parent, you get used to, you know, doing that double duty. So it's a great spot to enjoy music. For a variety of different ways in which people do that.
Yeah. So the concert, summer concert series, are they all on Thursdays?
Yeah. So they're all on Thursdays at, we start mid-June, like right when school is out. And then we go through the end of July. So we'll do 7 this summer, 2 in June, and then 5 in July.
Okay. Any big highlights, any performances you want to call out specifically?
Yeah, so you don't want to miss the Pack drum line.
The
Pack drum line.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, thanks for that. I think our most anticipated one is going to be EU, which is Experience Unlimited, and they're like the legends of go-go in DC. That one is going to be a lot of fun. Just take off that Friday night. And I'm also really excited. Our closer show of the season is a little bit, but at the same time, not. It's a band called Cuckoo. And as you know, the youth program director, it's a band that I really love. They sound like the Beastie Boys. So it really appeals to younger kids and, you know, parents who grew up in that era.
Right, right.
And their songs are silly. Their songs are played a lot in pre-K and early elementary settings for like brain breaks. So they have a large following for people who are outside of the, you know, the kids music realm might not know about. And, you know, you can come expecting a great time. It's not going to be the same kind of music as the rest of our concert teams, but anyone with an open mind is going to walk out of there. Having had the time of their life.
Yeah. All right. So what? Seven concerts over the summer, starting in June and July. Okay. And all on Thursdays.
All on Thursdays.
Okay. Give us the deets again, time, location, that type of thing.
So McLean Central Park, Thursdays, at 7 p.m., probably until 8 or 8:30. Park in the Dolly Madison Library. And you can bring, you know, a picnic, and, you know, have a nice time sitting in the park with your friends. Invite other people.
Sure. And free parking.
Absolutely.
And the concerts are free. Wow. Hard to beat that. And maybe there'll be an ice cream vendor there or something. You can get some ice cream if you really need to.
I mean, you don't have to twist my arm, too.
Yeah. Well, you know, I have to twist mine either with ice cream. Lot of performers, that type of thing. What kind of logistics the coordination goes into scheduling all these performances over the summer, in addition to the regular things that are happening at the Alden.
So every group we get, every artist that we bring in, I mean, it's a different story. It's a different way for how, you know, maybe we found out about it, or how long we had to wait for it, you know, there's a whole slew of other factors. You know, we will, all throughout the year, my colleague and our performing arts director, Sarah Schallern, and I, Sarah Schallern, Treff, and I, are learning about artists. We're learning about artists that we know, we met and presented before, who are working on new shows. People are letting us know about, you know, new artists that are starting to tour. You know, we're seeing things here locally, and we're, you know, looking for ways to steward our resources in the best way that we can. So for me, I'm looking for what is the most quality performing arts experience that we can bring now. So, you know, or there are times where we hear about a work that's in process and it takes 3 or 4 years for the artist to be able to work on it and finish it to the point where we can present it. There are shows that are touring that, you know, they might get what we call anchor dates on the West Coast. And everything costs more now, right? So they can't, so in our industry, it's called routing. Being able to create a tour that's routed on the ground is infinitely more cost effective than flying it. And especially to fly to the other side of the country for one date, that it's just not going to happen. It's very challenging. Yeah. And so we're in a really lucky spot being on 95, and being in between a lot of really in a large market, but then also in between a lot of other large markets, in, you know, in all, basically all directions. So we're able to get on a lot of those routed tours that, you know, if we were somewhere else, we might have, our model for that might have to be a lot different.
Got just a couple of minutes left, and then there's a couple other things we want to make sure we cover. The McDonald's scholarship opportunity, what is that?
Yeah, so that is a scholarship opportunity. It's named for our first deputy director, and it honors high school performing arts students. Each year we have a preliminary round in theater, dance, vocal music, and instrumental music. The students have to prepare two pieces that are in contrast in style of up to 10 minutes in length. And they're judged by a panel of judges who work in that art form and have education experience within that art form. And then we narrow it down to the top three finalists, and those three compete on our whole evening of finals. So from all four of those categories. So it's a show that's open to the public, and it's a showcase of local youth, young talent, in all of these different art forms, which is really incredible. And then they get awarded a first, second, and third place prize. Yeah. And so that's a great way that, you know, sort of the community is honoring, you know, artists and that desire to really recognize that hard training and the hard work that goes into a lot of those things. And I think it's just a really special program and a great opportunity for high school students.
All right. Before we run out of time, the Unruly Theater Project?
UTP, which we call it, is our improv group for teens. It's the only professional improv group for teens that I know of. And it's professional because we pay them when they perform. It's a program in which they learn a lot of really in-depth improv skills, as well as leadership skills. So they're learning about managing their time and their calendar, which is very hard. You know, we're trying to reinforce that as an artist, you can decide that you want to go and support something and play or to, you know, to bring your art form, but it's also a job. And if it's something that you're looking, to do, then you need to also kind of understand what the responsibilities that go into making money kind of from those events and what it means to be a company member and not just friends with everyone. So there's a lot of different ways that we talk about leadership development and, young artist development in that program that makes it pretty unique. And it's all through improv training. So then we do free improv shows in the community, workshops for community groups like scout groups. And so it, you know, it's a great way to train young artists as well as to provide comedy and community.
Awesome. Well, if anybody wants to get any more information about Unruly Theater Project, McDonald Scholarship, McLean Community Center, the Alden, the Summer Concert Series, their web address, phone number, where can you send people for more information?
So the best way to get a quick response is from our email. It's alden@mcleancenter.org. That's the best place to direct sort of any question about those things, and you'll hear back from a performing arts staff member, hopefully that day or as soon as one of us are in. Or people can always call our main line for the community center, which is 703-790-0123. And you can find a listing of all of the performances that I talked about and some that are upcoming that I didn't even talk about at our website, which is aldentheater.org.
And of course, McLeanCommunityCenter.org is the main website that links to all these other things as well. So McLeanCommunityCenter.org or aldentheater.org. This has been awesome. Danielle, thank you for being here.
Yeah, thank you so much for having me.
Enjoyed this one. Thanks to Danielle for being here. Thanks to you for listening. If you want to hear more conversations with Fairfax County's finest, be sure to follow us on soundcloud.com/Fairfax County, as well as our podcast webpage, fairfaxcounty.gov/podcast. The County Conversation is produced by the Fairfax County, Virginia government.